He said in the Shemis, the nefesh achas mitzad akipa v'sikra achar v'yidin is also the source of the midas tevis. That's where all the midas rays come from. Person naturally is drawn to gaiva kas v'gaiva and halos v'tzemus and types tanugim. That's what we are. That comes from our nature. But we also have midas tevis shebeteva kol Yisrael v'til desam. The Yiddish nefesh abahamas causes him to feel rachmanus naturally, and to feel to want to be gemal chasadim because it's from klipas nega that's eitz hadas tevara. That's what he said yesterday. Hashenki nefashis umesev digilulim. Nefashis of goyim of umesev digilulim. Hey mishar klipas tmeis sheim lohem tev kla. Their nefesh to klipa is not from klipas nega. They're from sholish klipas atmeis. And therefore, by them is Imbahem Tev Klal, which means everything has Tev. Nothing could exist if it doesn't have a Nitzah Tzeliki. There's no existence besides the Eibishter. There's nothing that's not Eibishter. But by Shalish Klipis Atmeis Lagamre, the Nitzah is completely hidden. It doesn't have any recognition at all. And the Chassidus says the Lashon always that it's like Chaticha Atzma, we say Yerideya, Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevelim. Sometimes when Heter gets mixed into Iser, the Heter becomes a part of the Iser. It makes a difference to Halacha that you count the Heter into, when you need to be Mevatel B'Shishim, the Heter becomes counted as part of the Iser. So too, the Nitzot is not recognizable at all as Tev. K'mei Shikas, we'll see, what does that make a difference? Shikas, Beitz Chaim, Shar Mem Tes Paragimo, V'chol Tivu Da Abdin Ho Umei Sev De Gilulu L'Garma Yoha. A guy could also do good things. When a guy is doing something good, it's for his own benefit. He has some ulterior motive. V'chad Isa B'Gemara, like it says in the Gemara, Pasuk V'chesed L'Umim Chatos, that when the L'Umim, when the nations do chesed, do kindness, it's a sin. When a guy does good things, he's doing it to machen sich grace, to be arrogant with it. He's not doing it because he cares about someone else. This haste. By Yayir, the nefesh of klipa and sitra achra is klipa snega. Klipa snega is a mixture of good and bad. It's klipa, so it's not felt alikus. But it has tenuas that come from Elikos, it has positive traits that are fully positive, which is, we said the Yid feels Rachmanis for someone else. He doesn't feel that he's doing it for the Eibishter, that's why it's Nefesh to Klipa. But he feels just for someone else, it's not for himself. He naturally feels an instinct, a desire to do Bigeimo Chasadim, to help out the other guy who's in need. A guy doesn't have a capacity for such a thing. The nefesh to klipa is kuli klipa, doesn't have any element of good. The nitzot is mechayet, it comes from alikos, but there's no element of good at all. So if he's doing something for someone else, it has to be, it could only be he has an ulterior motive. We know that when the Alter Rebbe was arrested, so the interrogators, one of the questions, the last question they asked the Alter Rebbe after a bunch of questions of chassidus, he wrote such terrible things about goyim. Whatever good thing they do is only lisyar, is chesed lumen chata. So the Alter Rebbe, after he answered all the questions barichas, he smiled. Later he explained that what did he mean by smiling. He was like saying to them, you saw that I answered all the questions satisfactorily. So you realize I could answer this question also. He said they understood what the smile meant and they left it alone. And the truth is, there's many people who give a shir tanya, especially these days, and they have, in their audience, they have sometimes goyim. And they're not sure what to do. It's mixed crowds. But how am I going to explain this? I remember hearing at least one person, someone was fabring here in yeshiva, I don't remember who it was a shliach, and he said, himself or someone else, that the question was asked to the Rebbe. Should we skip this? What should we do if we have a Shir Tanya and there's, amongst the listeners, there's goyim, non-Jews? And the Rebbe said not to skip, to say. And definitely heard a number of people who said over, they gave a shir tanya, and they weren't sure what's going to happen. They gave it, there was goyim. And after the shir, the goy came over to him and he said, wow, this is so true. It's so real. That's how did Alter Rebbe know that? There's a taste for some psachim. Yeah, how many years ago did you do psachim? 2 years ago, so you remember this thing. So Tesfah says in the beginning of the fourth perek, it says, speaks about kamba isin lishma, kamba isin shalei lishma, that there's a benefit of doing Torah mitzvah shalei lishma also. So Tesfah asks, what do you mean? It says a Gemara, someone who learns shalei lishma, noyach le shalei nivra, would be better if he wouldn't be created. It doesn't have any benefits in him. So Tesfah differentiates, there's two kinds of shalei lishma. There's a shalei lishma of someone who learns Torah Lekanter or Lehisyaher, he's learning Torah for his own because he wants to become arrogant from that. So then we say Neyach LeShalei Nivra. What's the Shalei Lishma that's okay? So he's doing it for no reason. Tesis gives the example that's in the Gemara over there. Someone doesn't work at a time when you're not supposed to work, like Erev Shabbos, but he doesn't work mitzad Atzlus. He's too lazy to work. He doesn't have ulterior motives. He's just not doing it. There is a Shalei Lishma that has a benefit, but it's not as good as Lishma. According to what we're learning over here is understood, Bayayid has a natural inclination to do what the Eibishter wants. He doesn't feel Eibishter, but he has his good things. So when it's not with a negative Kavana, that's something that's Shayich to the Nefesh of the Umisayla, the Fashis Umisayla. When there's no negative Kavana, Ayid is inherently good, even when the Elikus is not recognizable. That's when we say the Chassidish Yataych, Miteich Shalei Lishma Ba Lishma. So we have the Nefesh, Achas Misad, Aklipa Vesitra Achra, that gives Chayas, the natural Chayas, we're alive. Here, Mislabesh, Bedam Adam, Lahachi, Saguf. That's, it's myself, it's my feeling of self. That gives the negative Midas, not because it's bad, because my feeling of self, that's what causes me to feel kas v'gaiva and to look at the enjoyments. I'm not looking to be bad, but I feel myself. And that's what gives the good in Yidin certain midas tevis, because also myself, without any reason, I have the natural inclination to do good things. That's all the nefesh achas. Just one more point in this parak. So we learned about the shame. The Alter Rebbe defined for us what's the real meaning of Tzadik, Rasha, and Beinoni, as opposed to the labels that we find in Chazal sometimes, that's a Shem HaMushal. Rav Zchuyis is called a Tzadik with Shem HaMushal. So interestingly, we have in today's Rambam, I don't know how many of you to learn today's Rambam yet, but today's Rambam says something which gives you a further extent of how far the Shem HaMushal goes. Someone who saw someone going into a churvan, to a house, and with a sword, after following someone else into the house, then you go into the house after both of them, and you find the first person is lying dead, and the second person is holding a sword that's dripping with blood. That's the halacha. There's no edim, you can't kill him. You only saw circumstantial evidence, right? Says the Rambam, which pasuk do we learn it from that you can't kill the second person who went in with the sword? Says the pasuk, v'naki v'tzadik al tari. Sounds like the Rambam is saying there's no Edom, so he's a tzaddik. The same case in the Gemara in Sanhedrin says a story of Shimon ben Shetach, I think. He says he had such an experience. Ere ben Achama, he says, Allah Sheshfu, he saw someone going into Churba after someone else, and then he went in behind them, and the first person is dead, the second person had. And if Shimon ben Shetach said to him, Rasha, who killed him? Either me or you. You're the one who killed him. No question. But I can't do anything because David just said, Al-Pishnai made him Yakum Dover. And the Gemara says, a snake came and bit him and killed him. Here the Rambam says, we don't kill him because Naki Vitzadik Al-Tari. And the Gemara says, Rav Shimon said, he's a Russia. So you could say the Rambam means Naki Vitzadik. You could say another, but you could say, yeah, this is the Shema Mushal. He's Zeicha B'dinah, because Al Pishnai made him Yakum Dava for the Din, for the Beis Din, for the Sanhedrin. He's a tzaddik, he can't be punished. But what is he? B'Shema Etzem? He's a Rasha. No question, he's a Rasha. We know exactly that he's guilty of this terrible deed. So that's all the nefesh ha'achas. We know that's part of what we are, part of what defines what we are, is we have a nefesh that's klipa. It's not felt over kus. It feels just myself. It feels my natural instincts, which have some positive traits and negative traits. That's me. Then there's perik beis, benefesh ha'sheinis b'Yisrael. By Yidden, there's another partas. That's only by Yidden. The Goyim have only one nefesh, and even their one nefesh is shalosh klipas ha'tmeis. Benefesh ha'sheinis b'Yisrael. By Yidden, we have a second nefesh. Hi chelek aleka mimal mamash. This nefesh, as the pasuk calls it, chelek aleka. It's a chelek aleka mimal mamash. And like the Alter Rebbe is going to explain, that this vayipach ba'apav, this pasuk is defining the nefesh as a lekus. Now these are very, very hard words. Right? Chelek aleka. The Yiddish is not pie that we could cut off a piece. What does it mean, chelek aleka? What do we mean describing, the pasuk says this, describing the neshama as chelek aleka, part of the Eibishter. So in the biurim, there's a lot of biurim. Let's take the simple meaning. What's chelek aleka? What does it mean the nefesh ha-Bahamas is a nefesh ha-Bahamas? What makes it a nefesh ha-Bahamas? There's certain things that I do for a reason. I have a point, I have an objective, I have a good reason, I have a bad reason. There's certain things that I do because there's no reason. That's because who I am. A behemah that eats and sleeps, what's the reason? Doesn't make cheshbenis. That's who it is. That's what we spoke about in Perek Aleph, about the nefesh of Ahamis, right? The nefesh misadakli. Side the good things and side the bad things, there are certain things, that's our nature, that's what we do, just like a behemoth does. There's things that a person does, there's things that a medaber does, because that's because I am, there's no because. And the same thing, the nefesh has another, there's the nefesh hasheinis, it's a lekar, there, it has a connection with alikos, an attraction to alikos, and an appreciation for alikos, without any reason, because the same way that a behemah has its behemish characteristics, its behemish nature, same way a person, we're a human being, we have certain things, that's because we're a person, that's what a person is. We're not making cheshbenis, right? The same thing, the nefesh alikis has its godly traits, because that's what its mahus is. Alikos, just like there's the teva, there's the nature of klipa, there's the nature of alikos. This whole nefesh, everything we're going to learn in Chassidus, that we have the capacity to love the Eibishter, to care about the Eibishter, to have an appreciation for Elikos, not because of some explanation, not because of some reason, that's a natural thing, that's part of what we are, that's the nefesh Hashemis. That's the Chelek Elikah Mimal. And the Alter Rebbe says, Chelek Elikah Mimal Mamash. You learn in Hayim Yim that Mimal and Mamash are two opposites. Mimal shows them it's high, it's as high as could be, it's high than Shem. It's lofty, it's spiritual. Mamash is Mamashas, is something that's tangible, that you could feel. So in Hayim Yim we learn, that's the Chiddush of the Nefesh HaLekis, that it brings together these two opposites. It's the highest Mimal, and brings that down into the lowest Mamash. And the Rebbe said many times, that the way the neshama comes down into a guf, then you could feel it. When you look at a person and you see he's alive and you see him functioning, you recognize the neshama, you see the effect of the neshama. There in the mamashas of the neshama, even there is the chelek alikami mal. It's not somewhere in some spiritual realm or spiritual power. The chelek alika is the way it is, mimal mamash. So first Alter Rebbe brings the Mokker and we'll see what the relevance of this is. But this, the general pshat is, where does it come? Our emunah, we believe in the Eibishter, we're able to care for the Eibishter without any reason. This is the neshama, this is the nefesh of the kids, and this is going to be the explanation for everything about us. Everything about us, that's going to explain our whole avodah service because of these two parts, and the third one that's machriya that we learned last time, the nefesh achas mitzad haklipa v'sikra achra, and the nefesh hashenis. And it's called nefesh hashenis, like we said last time, the nefesh klipa comes first, the nefesh hashenis comes later. Because klipa always comes first, klipa kadma v'pri. The more important thing comes later. By Briya Sa'adam, we say a person was nivra l'achreina, she comes to Sudan Mufana. And begashmis, plants, klipa grows first and then grows inside the peri. Nefesh Hashemis is the main thing. That's the main definition of who we are. Klipa serves its purposes. Nefesh Mitzad HaKlipa V'Sitra. Therefore, it's Nefesh Hashemis. And the first marker is, it says, Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chayim. Where does it say that? It says that by Adam Arishim. Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chayim. Adam Arishim had two parts to him. He was the father of all mankind. Kayim come from Adam Arishim. Everyone comes from Adam Arishim. But Adam Arishim was also the neshama klolus of all Yidden. There's things that it says about Adam Arishim that are a description of Yidden. This Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chayim is describing the nature of the neshama of Adam as a neshama klolus for all Yidden. That's the makeup of this nefesh Hashemis that's chelek elokavim mamash.